Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I sat there for hours taking it all in, piecing together her whole timeline. Her graduate job, how she got fired for inappropriate behaviour with the boss, how she started hanging around outside his house, then falsely reporting him to the police for abusing his disabled child. This other time she attacked his mother in the street, a 4.5 year prison sentence. I had a convicted stalker stalking me. I had a convicted stalker stalking me. I had a convicted stalker stalking me. And you for me. So
happy together. Have you watched Netflix Baby Reindeer, the drama series? It's been out for a few weeks now. I was absolutely glued to the show. And like, if you haven't yet had a chance to watch it, we'll try and avoid too many spoilers for you today. It is a hard watch in parts. There's a lot that goes on in terms of, apart from the stalking, as you heard mentioned, but also abuse that happens as well. But this drama series, it's inspired by the real life experiences of comedian and writer Richard Gadd. And his character, Donnie, is stalked by a woman in the show called Martha. And now, the real life Martha, or the woman who's come forward as the inspiration behind the character, Fiona Harvey, is going to sit down and give a tell-all, set-the-record-straight interview this evening to Piers Morgan. There's been a lot of discussion about this online today. Our own presenter of the home show here on News Talk, Sinead Ryan, is with me on the line today. Sinead, you watched the series Baby Reindeer.
I have, Andrea. Good afternoon. I've watched most of it. I haven't quite finished it yet. As you said, it's a little bit of a hard watch. So you have to kind of take it. Well, for me, I didn't binge it. I took it in dribs and drabs.
Yeah, I think I probably binged the first two or three episodes, and that's where probably, I think it's from maybe episode four or five. It takes a turn, and it's a harder watch.
It is, and it explains some of the backstory and some of the Donnie character as well that maybe wouldn't have been clear from the early episodes. So it is extremely well made, very tense. And because it's based on a true story, or elements of it are based on a true story, I suppose it makes it more compelling.
Now, this sit-down, tell-all, set-the-record-straight interview with Piers Morgan tonight, is it a good idea?
I'm not sure it is, Andrea. And the reason for that is because, obviously, we don't know much about the real person who's involved in this. But it is clear, both from the show itself, Baby Reindeer, the depiction of her in it, and, of course, of what we actually know about her, because there's a lot out there about this lady, that there can be no doubt whatsoever that this is somebody with serious mental health issues. Now, Piers Morgan has made a career out of interviewing murderers in prison and, you know, kind of the shock jock type approach. And I suppose it's inevitable that he would have got here and interviewed this lady. However, whatever it might do for Piers Morgan's YouTube channel, I am really not convinced that whatever help this lady needs, that it will further that for her, or indeed help anybody else who's in a similar position. So I'll be choosing not to watch it. I'm really not interested, and I don't want to watch somebody who is ill being, as she said, by the way, because this is a pre-recorded interview she's done with him, and she has already put on the Daily Record, which is a Scottish newspaper, that she has felt used, and she felt that Piers set her up and caught her off guard. Now, that may or may not be true, but the fact remains, this is somebody who possibly should be not in the public eye.
Now, first of all, I know a lot of people will say, you know, that while they might not want to sit down necessarily and watch the interview, we've a poll on Instagram about this today. People are, they're interested. They're intrigued. While they might not want to necessarily tick the box to say, yes, I'll watch it, I'd say there'll be a lot of maybe more, you know, silent viewers, Sinead, in the background. Everybody has a right to have their say or their side of the story. But in this case, it's interesting. Once the series was aired, Sinead, you know, there was a lot of online patrolling of people trying to find who was the real life Martha. And then it emerged in more recent days. It was this lady, Miss Harvey, that we're talking about. I should say she has come forward and said she's the kind of the inspiration behind the character. She's been talking to some of the press in Scotland. I know she was quoted in the Scottish Sun about this as well. But you think it's something that, given the sensitivities, I suppose, around this for everybody involved, that maybe now isn't the right time to air this tell-all interview?
Well, you and I are journalists, Andrea, and so was Piers Morgan once. And there is this line between what's of interest to the public and what's in the public interest. And I think this is one of those things that crosses it. Now, we don't know the full facts about the interview. I would hope at the very least that this lady has had a chance to have a mental healthcare worker with her, that it was devised with a group of people, perhaps, and not just her, and that she has, you know, I sound like I'm sorry for her. I'm not, but because she's clearly done some terrible things, and this comedian was only one of her victims. She has been accused of stalking and convicted, indeed, of stalking other people and families to the most appalling and degrading degree. There's no question about that. This is somebody who has done something incredibly wrong in their life. Now, she claims she has not been jailed for it, although the portrayal seems to have been that she actually has done jail time. Again, we don't know the truth. And because of that, I think first and foremost, this is going to be for Piers Morgan about entertainment. And I'm not sure that that is going to help victim or perpetrator.
Dr. Caroline West is on the line as well. Stay with us, Sinead. Caroline's a sexual violence and harassment prevention and response manager with University College Cork. Caroline, have you watched the series?
Yeah, I was absolutely blown away by it and had to pause it on several occasions because it was just so accurate of sexual violence that it's just one of the best portrayals I've seen in a long, long, long time.
So then does an interview like this serve a purpose then? I'm trying to look at this through every lens today.
Yeah, I don't really think so. I think, you know, I'd be similar there to Sinead that, like, what's the point of this? And again, judging by the person who's doing it, it's more about sensationalism rather than an honest understanding of trauma and violence and sexual violence and domestic violence. So that's what we kind of need out of this. So I know Richard said people looking for the real life woman kind of missed the point. And it's a missed opportunity for looking at what stalking is. You know, we're only kind of newly naming this in Ireland and especially in other places too. You know, we only have a new law and it came from last November. So it's still new, but I think we really are missing a point here about the devastation that these people and these perpetrators can bring on someone. And they can be victims themselves, but they still cause violence and such upset to other people. So I don't think minimizing that violence by some kind of shock jock interview is really helpful to the conversation here.
Yeah, I think she said in the interview in a previous interview with the Scottish Sun paper that she said that Richard Gadd, who's the comedian and writer that we're talking about, that he had sort of come up with this sort of fictitious character called Martha, who we see in Baby Reindeer, the series, but that he kind of put her nearly right in the frame, you know, and I know she has denied stalking Gadd previously as well, but she's obviously doing the interview, as I said, to set the record straight later this evening. It is a pre-recorded interview, actually. I should mention that too. I'm just thinking that, just to park Baby Reindeer for a moment, Caroline, for people who have been the victims of stalking and the victims of sexual assault and rape as well, as we see in earlier parts or in parts of the series too, like, how difficult is watching, you know, this kind of viewing, whether it be the Netflix series or an interview touching on it? How does that affect victims?
Yeah, it can be extremely difficult, although helpful in some ways, that people can understand, oh, this is actually what stalking is like. And maybe we have a bit more empathy for the victim instead of saying immediately, why didn't you go to the guards? You know, he does go to the cops in England, but obviously it doesn't get the best response. And we look at that, particularly in male victims or who we think of as a victim and what a victim should look like or act like or what stage of healing they should be at. should be at. So watching it is one thing, and kind of reliving those memories and being able to name your experience is one thing. But then if you're going online and seeing people saying, well, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? Well, he took part in this, and all that victim blaming narrative that we see quite a lot, you know, historically and still presently currently. So it can be traumatizing that way. So I would advise victims, survivors of sexual violence to just mind themselves, because that secondary trauma really just compounds the trauma of the violence itself. So we have, like, you know, that personal interaction, but also this societal response and people laughing about Martha and all the rest of it. And it's just so damaging for victims when we see that. You know, we've seen that on famous trials and hashtags, I believe her, and all that kind of thing. And we just see the sheer devastation that sexual violence brings on an individual, but on a societal level too. And it's just really hard unless we all stand up and decide, you know, we need a zero tolerance for this. We need to actually understand it and invest in this and, you know, invest in education, invest in services. And just, like, at what point is enough enough, you know, for victims to have to deal with?
I thought that was a very poignant part throughout the series. I think it happens, if not once, maybe twice. Sinead, you might remember this, and if you're still watching the series in the early parts of it, not to give away too many spoilers now for people who haven't seen it yet, but there's at least one point where Donny or Richard Gadd goes to the police to report the fact he's been stalked. And you can see it. You know, you can nearly see it playing out in the cop and the policeman's face, that he just doesn't believe him. He doesn't believe he's been stalked, but he also doesn't believe he's been stalked by a woman.
Yes, both those things come across. And of course, women in Ireland would have known that feeling for very, very, very many years when they would have tried to report crimes like this in the past. I know there's a lot more training now and a lot more awareness of it, but there would have been that kind of disbelief, or that, you know, minimising it. It's not that serious. Just ignore it. It'll go away. Don't answer the calls. Don't engage with it. And you know, we know now that that isn't good enough. It's not up to the victim to police this. It is up to the police. And that scene where he goes to the police, I think, is very compelling, because he himself is not, he's nearly apologetic doing it. He's apologetic for taking up their time. He uses words that nearly makes it out to be his own fault. And of course, women have done this and continue to do this a lot of the time because they are traumatized. So there are lessons, I suppose, to be learned from that. And I suspect that the police not taking it seriously is something that many victims may have felt in the past.
Emer is on the line as well. Emer, I believe you've watched Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
I have, yes. And I would agree with the earlier statements that it is a very fascinating, full-depth display of what it's like to be stalked, and then the different levels of why it took him so long to report, obviously because he was abused sexually, and like that, it's the shame he had associated, and more because, as it starts out, where he said he felt sorry for Martha. Now, I have to say, I don't think I'll be watching the Piers Morgan interview. I would have been interested to see, from just almost a morbid curiosity side, what Fiona's take was on this. Why, if she did, if she's putting herself forward that she was the woman who inspired the Martha character, why she did it. But of all people, for her first proper televised interview, Piers Morgan, I just think he's the worst. As I said, he used to be a journalist. He's gone completely over into the shock jock side, well, just getting stories for the sake of stories, I think.
Yeah, I suppose it's you know, the other maybe flip of that, you know, is to look at it maybe at the point that it's an interview people. Like, I can tell you that from Instagram today, even just from a loose poll on my own Instagram page, not to use that by way of fact at all. But people are interested.
Of course, because like you saw how it took off on Netflix and people wanting to watch it. This isn't something so detailed that people get to see. And for it to have been only in 2017 or a couple of years before that. So it's going to be very fresh, like a modern take on it, and how, like, 41,000 emails, all the tweets, all, and that's how she was found, was through her tweets to Richard. That's how she got unearthed, because he did try to hide her character. So I think, like, this really strikes a chord as well with a lot of people who possibly have been stalked or like that, and you get to see a kind of a how this all plays out over the years. Starts innocently and then just gets more sinister over time.
You won't watch the interview then, no?
Oh, I mean, I say I won't. I don't. Yeah.
I'm going to watch parts of it. I don't mind saying that. Now I've something on this evening. I might not get to watch it when it goes out on air. I will watch some of it back. I will. I'm not going to say I won't.
I would watch it if someone else interviewed her. I don't like his manner and the way that he interviews. And that's what she had stated in the newspaper, that she felt it was very fast paced, that he was cutting her off. But again, at the same time, she agreed to it, and she could have agreed to be interviewed by anyone else, but she agreed to be interviewed by
herself. She also could have just not done the interview.
Yeah.
You know,
she had a right.
Simple as that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Plenty of WhatsApps coming in on this, actually. I'll get to them in a moment. I think of Miriam on the line, though. Miriam, you watched the series. You weren't a fan, is that right?
Well, ultimately, I wasn't a fan of the entirety of the piece, but it had some, definitely had some redeeming characteristics. And on the subject in question, I think on the stalking and that aspect of it, I think it was a very good anatomy, excuse me, of, you know, what stalking would look like from, as other speakers have said, from the engagement, the escalation, the obsession. And I think it's good for people to understand when they hear stalking what that translates and looks like for the victim, in terms of the intensity and the frequency of the contact and the obsessive nature of it. But as to your question about regarding where we're at now with the outing of the real Martha and the woman that it was based on. I don't think any good can come of her now being stalked, the stalker being stalked by the media, for want of a better word, because, you know, it's this tabloid journalism, and I mean, that's Piers Morgan's stock and trade has been that tabloidism, the sensationalization of these types of stories. So it's not with, he's not approaching it from the point of view of actually trying to better understand the nature of stalker. Well, I'm presuming he doesn't, because that's not normally what he does.
I'm sure he maybe look, we don't.
Maybe he will.
It would be very interesting to, I suppose, particularly in the sense that, Miriam, maybe how it came about, like that it was sort of nearly through social media that this lady was, well, outed, really, isn't it? And then she sort of came forward and said she was the inspiration for her.
And maybe the fine line between, you know, online sleuths becoming stalkers themselves, you know, to out somebody. Now, there was an interview that was done by a Daily Mail journalist last week, Neil Sears, who interviewed her. And he's done a follow-up piece explaining what happened since he published his piece about her. So he interviewed her, 3.5-hour interview, put out the piece on the paper. And he gave her his telephone number, as a journalist would do. And his follow-up piece, a number of days later, is it now shows that he has been continuously stalked by this woman who he did the interview with.
This is in the UK, Miriam, is it?
Neil Sears is his name, I think.
With the
Daily Mail. His anatomy now of the number of calls and texts and emails and... So I suppose I'm kind of thinking, you know, if you're looking at engaging with somebody who is clearly has a problem, I don't think any good can come of it. I don't necessarily feel sorry for the journalist. That's the business they're in. If they're going ambulance chasing, then if that's the consequence of it. But I think it could get out of hand.
Caroline, you're still with us. Is that a fair point for Miriam?
Yeah, I think so. Like, you know, the interaction that she had with that journalist shows she's still clearly not well and still clearly actively engaged in this kind of behaviour. So you kind of have to think it's just not right. You know, to tabloid sensationalise this, it's just not right. And we have to think about the harm of the victim sitting at home watching this, because it's not just Richard Gadd. It's, you know, your neighbour, your friend, your partner, you know, whoever, your colleague who has experienced this in real life. And it has to listen to us having these conversations. But really, we're talking about their lives as well, you know, and Richard's lives and the sheer violence and the trauma and the vulnerability shown by victims, who, and that vulnerability being manipulated by people like Martha. I think that's, it's really important that to note that she's still doing this. Like, this is her way of still getting to her victims. So it's, you know, are we indulging that, or are we sensationalizing it, or are we causing harm to victims? That's what I think we have to focus on.
Yeah, I think there'll definitely be clips online, and I think the curiosity will probably get the better of a lot of people. I think there's clips online of it. I probably will watch some of them back. Paul in Dundrum makes the point. He says, Piers Morgan will always ask the questions and get the answers that the Irish journalists who haven't the guts to ask. He's right to get stuck into her. She's a stalker, says Paul in Dundrum. Another listener, I'm definitely going to watch it. It's kind of become an internet obsession, and I'll be so curious to see what she says. I've been sucked into the programme. Another texter, no good can come of this. We shouldn't watch it, but I know we all will. We should make a point of avoiding this kind of horrible tabloid stuff. And one final one for the moment. I won't watch the Piers show, but I'm sure it'll be clipped up online, and I'll definitely watch anything I see there, which I guess is what many want. It'll go viral, so it's worth him doing the interview, suggests this listener. Lots of mixed views to this. Look, I've no doubt you're going to see plenty about this online this evening, and it'll be across all of your social channels tomorrow morning and the papers, I've no doubt too. But I thought it was an interesting one to get listeners' thoughts on today. It's 087 1400 106. As always, that's the number. Our own home show presenter and news talk, Sinead Ryan, Dr. Caroline West from UCC, Emer Miriam there as well. You can always email me, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.